Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
We're starting up draft coverage here on The Score. The Bears are a couple picks away. We're in the fifth round. The Bears are a couple picks away from being on the clock. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the location nearest you. The Score Bears NFL Draft Show will air right after us, 2 to 5:30 with Mully, Olin Krutz, Anthony Herron, and Mark Grody reporting live from Hallis Hall. We expect to hear from Mark Grody live from Hallis Hall when the Bears go on the clock or right after they make their pick. Like I said, they're in the fifth round, and the Bears have two picks, number 148 and 150. Right now, we're waiting to see pick number 145 announced. The Chiefs have it, and I've not seen a turn. Where are you? What about your tracker? What tracker are you using,
Espo? We are on 145. Sam Howell, the quarterback from NC, just went to Washington at the very top of the fifth round. Just to show you how far the quarterbacks have fallen, as if you needed more evidence, right? I mean, I know I saw Howell on, you know, they had the cameras over at his house two nights ago, and I'm guessing he probably does not want the cameras there when he's going at the top of the fifth round there. That is my guess. Kansas City's pick is in. It has not popped up yet, but we will keep you posted. We should be to Grody, I would imagine, within 5 minutes here with certainly the first and then probably the second before we get out of this segment, just the way the pace of this is going.
Yeah, you're supposed to move things along. They're supposed to move things along. We'll see if Grody's going to get turnt or not. And the way Kyler Jones or Kyler Gordon wants everybody to get turnt. And the they picked two guys. You know, we had a texter who was angered that, I think he said, angry that watching the Colts and Patriots and Ravens pick guys you wish the Bears had picked.
Yep.
And we talked about it earlier that in the most charitable way possible, and maybe this is through the wrong prism, and maybe it's just as it is as knee-jerk as figuring out who the Bears got and whether they're good or bad this early when they haven't even been on an NFL football field. But what Ryan Poles did was pick guys who fell to him, who they had rated higher on the board. They fell lower than they were expected to. They were available. We got those guys. It's a very Ravens way to go, and certainly the Ravens figure in the Bears' new DNA, the administration's new DNA and thinking. So whatever you think about other teams, including the Ravens, picking guys you wish the Bears had, it's possible the Bears pick guys the Ravens wish they had. They're approaching it in a very Ravens way, although I'm not sure about the Velus Jones Jr. pick. I'd read somewhere, maybe you saw this, maybe
yep.
You understand that Ryan Poles said he sat down with and watched film with Justin Fields. This is the report. I can't remember where. And
yep,
got a list of players, a list of receivers, a list of guys, a list of potential targets he wanted Ryan Poles to select, and Velus Jones Jr. was on that list. Did you see that?
I did see that. He was on the list, according to that report, that, you know, Fields had said, yes, this is a guy I would like to play with. And I have, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have done this too. You don't know a ton about a guy because you didn't watch a lot of their college games. You go to the YouTube, you go to the Twitter machine, and you find some highlights. And, You know, the Velus Jones highlight reel was pretty impressive. He does have that yak. He does have that bounce off tackles thing going to him when he gets in open space. He is very fast. But I did read that report, and it's good. I know a lot of people are worried about, you know, are they considering Fields with what they're doing, meaning Poles and company with the Bears? And based on this reporting, you would say yes, they are, if they sat there and consulted with him about wide receivers on the board. And maybe that's why they waited for Velus Jones in round three, as opposed to taking one of those guys we talked about in round two, and they took their defensive guys. So we obviously don't know what's going on up there in the front office completely, but that was the report, that Velus Jones was a guy that Poles and Fields had discussed, and that Fields kind of gave the thumbs up to.
Do you think that's a good thing? It's your draft. It's your first draft. Do you think that's what a general manager should be doing?
In some ways, yes, but in other ways, no. And I'm gonna reference another sport, and you remember this, and I'm going to probably not remember the player. Michael Jordan went and lobbied the Bulls to take, and it was Walter. What was the guy's name?
Walter Davis. Walter Davis. That was it. Yeah, his guy.
And it wound up being like, no, we're not going to take Walter Davis. You're the shooting guard. You're not the general manager, and we don't like Walter Davis as much as you, so we're not going to take him, right? I mean, it was the whole Carolina connection, whatever.
It was the buddy system.
The buddy system, right. And we have seen that fail miserably when you try to build your roster in that manner, or guys taking familiar faces or people from familiar schools, or... You don't want to get sucked into that trap, right? At the same time, I do think it's important, without letting Fields tell you, I want you to draft this guy, and then you go draft this guy, I do think it's important to give him that input, especially considering he's right out of college. I mean, he's a year out of college. He probably knows some of these guys, and he certainly can identify the type of players that he wants to play with. And I'm sure it took him about 3 seconds to say yes to both Ohio State receivers, although I'm guessing Poles and company knew that was not happening based on how high they were likely to be picked and how high they were picked. But I do think it's good. You want there to be that that communication in the front office. I'm actually reading a biography on John Elway right now, and one of the big problems Elway had early in his career was that Dan Reeves was, you remember, the longtime Broncos coach, but Reeves and Elway had completely opposite philosophies and in terms of how they wanted to do things, and that hampered some of them, and they still had success because of how talented Elway was, but it wasn't that collaborative effort. They butted heads a ton, and obviously Elway didn't win Super Bowls until the very end of his career. So that kind of reminds me of what we're talking about a little bit as well.
Well, I understand communication and synchronicity and synergy and kumbaya and all working together. I just don't know if I'm a rookie GM, if I'm letting my guy make a list and I'm picking from that list. And what seems to be, for a lot of people, a reach. Now, all these other draft people these draft experts could be wrong. And maybe Ryan Poles said, yeah, if he were just a receiver, that would be a tremendously bad reach just to satisfy our quarterback. Mm-hmm. But the fact that our special teams coach, who's a star himself, and our special teams is going to be very important because our offense sucks. We're rebuilding the defense. And our special teams can be... I mean, they didn't just hire the Tampa 2. They hired the Lovie mentality of special teams has to score for us. And they hired a coach whose defense has to score for him, making the offense forcing mm-hmm. them to feel less pressure about scoring.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And part of the fun in watching, you know, after they drafted Velus Jones in the third round, part of the fun for me in you know, catching up on some of his highlights was the kick returns, because they did show several of the kick returns and several of his I don't want to call him Hester-like, because Hester is the best to ever do it. But I mean, you see that resemblance in there, right?
Hold on. We appear to have some breaking news on the score. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. It appears we have half a Bears trade. Pick number 148, which belonged to them and is now on the clock, now belongs to the Buffalo Bills. Pick 150 is still listed as the Bears' pick. I am trying to determine what the Bears got in exchange for pick number 148. What did Buffalo give to the Bears? And I assume it's more picks that the Ryan Poles picked up. So we're trying to determine that. So now back to special teams. That's the news.
Appreciate that. Yes, and you're right. As we're sitting here, I'm refreshing nonstop, and it is we actually have our buddy Mark Rohde. We told you we would hear from him again. We will hear from him right now as we have him on the line. And Grody, what in the world is going on up there at Hallis Hall, my friend?
Well, I think it's actually pretty unsurprising what's going on here, Mike, and that is that the Bears have decided to trade down again in order to multiply picks. They moved there, and they were just about to make their 148th overall pick, which was to be in the fifth round, to Buffalo for picks 168 and 203. So 168 will be coming up here in just a little bit as well. But they are continuing, as they started the day today, by, you know, multiplying their picks and trying to get the most out of it, and obviously not seeing, you know, enough value where they were in that particular spot. So the Bears are doing kind of what they said that they would do, actually. So they have, as I'm doing the math as I'm talking right now, they are now up to six picks today. We had thought that today was going to be three picks for the Bears. It was going to be 2 fifth-rounders and a sixth-rounder. Now they have 2 fifth-rounders, 2 sixth-rounders, and 2 seventh-rounders as well. So 6 picks to come today for the Bears still.
And they would be on the clock next. Washington is on the clock at 149. The Bears presumably would make their pick at 150 if they're to keep that, and maybe he'll find more ways to. He's managed to. The interesting thing about this is we heard about the depth in the draft, Mark, and we heard that it was rounds 2 to 4 where players or teams thought we can get that same guy later. We don't need to dramatically trade up, and I think the teams that did the trading up did it ahead of the Bears, and I think Ryan Poles would have been game to trade down yesterday, but everybody did it ahead of him, and he's rallying really well. He's running around the backfield trying to find an open receiver really well today, and he's doubled his picks today, and that was at the point where the depth of the draft, you say, well, if there isn't that kind of depth, what is there? Well, this team needs to fill out roster spots.
They need bodies.
They aren't going to be fighting over undrafted free agents. They can lock people up with those draft picks.
Absolutely. And they will be, I mean, after this draft is over, Ryan Poles will get on the telephone, and he will be talking to and signing several undrafted guys, and then he'll come down and speak to us out here at Hallis Hall. But yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, they have the 65 or 66 now with the draft picks on their roster, which needs to get to 90 for training camp before they start to whittle it down again. So that's what this is all about. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, they keep chipping away. They can't fix everything, but this is their way to continue to chip away. And it'll be, I am, just like I have been with all these picks, I'll be very fascinated to see where the Bears go with this, with number 150. If they finally do decide to address the offensive line or perhaps provide a little bit of depth, if not somebody who can compete for the three technique with Justin Jones, who would be there right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with all these picks, and also be interesting to see if he gathers more. That would not surprise me.
Yeah, and Mark, it looks like, so the Bears are on the clock at 150. They have 168. Those are the fifth rounds, 186 and 203 in the sixth, and then the 2 sevenths that they picked up from the Chargers are back-to-back. So as the Bears sit here on the clock, we will hold our breaths and wait and see what they do here. And as you said, it'll be interesting to hear what Poles has to say. But we appreciate you breaking the news with us here on the station.
I'll jump back in with you guys in just a little bit, but I'm going to get back into the media war room for a moment.
There you go. It'll be back soon with the Bears pick and a rundown on them. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Mark. Mark joined us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And talking NFL draft coverage, on the Score is presented by Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the location nearest you. So the Bears are still making picks, we think. They're at 150. They're due to make a pick. They just traded out of 148. Ryan Pohl so far has doubled his number of draft picks from 3 to 6 today. Well, it just got traded. He just made another. He just traded it to the Houston Texans. We don't know what the deal was. We will track that down the way we did last time, but we have breaking news. Ryan Poles had picks number 148 and 150. He traded 148 to Buffalo. And this breaking news, he has traded 150 to Houston. Houston's made the pick. Lovie Smith's Houston Texans have made the pick. Breaking news
Rex
on the
is
Score.
Our quarterback.
Yeah, breaking news on the Score is brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen to Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. So I expect we'll hear from Mark Grody soon. Whoever knows Mark Grody, tell him to call us and explain what just happened. So to recap what has just happened, okay, what happened before was Ryan Poles traded back to the Chargers the sixth round pick the Chargers gave the Bears in the Khalil Mack deal, but it was next year. So Ryan Poles traded a 2023 sixth round pick for 2/7 this year, 254 and 255 overall. So that gave him the two in the fifth round, one in the sixth, and two in the seventh. He traded his first round pick to the Buffalo Bills for two picks, I got the numbers written down, 168 and 203. He just traded number 150, his second fifth round pick. He traded that to Houston. We're waiting to see what the return is.
I have it here, my friend.
Oh, well, go for it. Let's go.
I feel like my yellow pad, as you can see, is completely covered here. So the Bears traded to Houston the 150th. They get Houston's fifth round pick, 166. So now they have 166 and 168 in the fifth round. And they also get Houston's number 207 in the sixth round. So they flipped it for a fifth and a sixth in order to allow the Texans and Lovie to move up in the fifth there. So they now have 2/5, 3/6, and 2/7 if you're scoring at home. And if this
I'm
were a baseball
score at home,
yeah.
This is happening. Yeah, this is
so
happening. It's like trying to write play-by-play of hockey. You're just going to go nuts here. This is really crazy. This is look at Ryan Poles, Wheeler Dealer. That's it. We're on the clock. Now how much would you pay? He's like Billy Mays. Now how much would you pay? So there's your run it down slowly. Just what happened in the fifth round. 148 went to Buffalo.
148 went to Buffalo.
And the Bears got 168 and 203, right?
Correct. Then 150 went to the Texans, and they got 166 and 207. So now where you're sitting is at 166 and 168 in the fifth round, 186, 203, and 207 in the sixth round. And then you have 254, 255 in the seventh round. So you have seven picks. The Bears have only taken three players thus far. There will be seven new Bears drafted this afternoon. And we have man on the spot with a very full yellow pad joining us again from Hallis Hall is Mark Grody. Grody, what in the wide world of sports is going on there?
It's hilarious. The reaction in the media room right now is that, well, I guess today's a real work day, as it turns out. Today, as if it wasn't already, but when you start your work day with three picks, now there will be, seven picks for the Bears is where it stands.
Yep.
Right now, and right after I got off the horn with you guys, what was the last thing I said is that I would not be surprised if they traded for more. So this is the the bonanza from Ryan Poles that he is putting on out here. And the next pick for the Bears will be at 166. So two in the fifth, three in the sixth, two in the seventh round now for the Bears. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all goes down. And, you know, we are lucky enough to get to hopefully talk to a lot of these guys too. So they'll be coming fast and furiously via Zoom as soon as things start to settle down a little bit. But it's going to be fun to track what Ryan Poles does now if he doesn't, again, trade 166.
Well, he's got 166 and 168, so I would expect by the time we get to somebody not the Bears making pick number 168 that Ryan Poles will own every pick in the seventh round.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fascinating. And, you know, once you get into that territory, it really does become a crapshoot with these picks. Like, especially, I mean, it starts in the fifth. Obviously, we've seen plenty of value land on the Bears roster in past years with the fifth round. But it does get really tricky in the sixth round and in the seventh round. Oftentimes, you'll see those guys either not make the roster or land on a practice squad or go back and forth between the active roster and the practice squad. So let's see what he's got up his sleeve. And this is where a GM can make his name too, because if you can get quality, if you can land a starter with any of these picks or something impactful, then you're doing a really good job.
All right, Mark, we'll let you go back in there and get ready for the next trade. We're going to take a break, and we'll hear from you whenever they want to make a deal. So I have no idea how this is going to go. But thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
All right, it's Mark Grody up at Hallis Hall. We are, oh man. We're going to take a break. We come back. I don't know what will happen. Maybe Ryan Poles will make every pick from 166 on in the entire NFL draft, and even Bill Belichick will bow down to him. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. This is Saturday Suckage, trying to keep score. take your draft notes in pencil. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah. Bring pencils. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito with you on Saturday Suckage. Talking NFL draft, constantly changing. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the location nearest you. And I want to let you know that top of the hour, The Score Bears NFL Draft Show will air right after us. 2 to 5:30 with Mully, Olin Krutz, Anthony Heron, and live from Hallis Hall, Mark Grody, who will be here every 2 minutes because that's what Ryan Poles is doing, is trading everything. So, Espo, recap the news of the last 10 minutes for everyone so you know where we stand, what Ryan Poles is doing, has done.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, at the start of the day, the Bears had two fifth-round picks, 148 and 150. What they have now is two fifth-round picks, three sixth-round picks, and two seventh-round picks. Just today, they have made trades with the Chargers, the Bills, and the Texans. So what they have, 166 and 168 in the fifth round. So we're about 10 away from the Bears' first pick, barring another trade. Three sixth-rounders, 186, 203, and 207, and then the two seventh-rounders from the Chargers, 254 and 255. And I saw this on Twitter during the break. You know, the Bears have 90 slots to fill for training camp, and they've got like 60 guys under contract. The roster was obviously very thin at the end of last year. They've already said goodbye to some of their veteran players that were here last year under Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. So lots of holes, lots of opportunities. They need bodies. They need numbers. And that is exactly what Ryan Poles is doing right now, is he's multiplied his three picks into now seven picks today.
While we're lost in, and we're the kaleidoscope of what Ryan Poles has done with all the changes, with all the trades, and more than doubling the number of draft picks with which he entered today, do not forget what happened in his first three picks. which I call your attention to our Score Bears NFL draft show right after us, 2 to 5:30. Yes. Mully, Olin Krutz, Anthony Heron, and Grody reporting live from Hallis Hall, particularly Olin Krutz. When discussing what the Bears did with their 2 second-round picks and their third-round pick, drafting 2 guys from the secondary and one, we're not really sure, kick returner, wide receiver, kick returner, gimmick guy, whatever he is, speed guy, certainly. He's a terrific returner, and they certainly need help on anything you get for special teams. Is he's probably not Devin Hester. He's probably closer to Cordero Patterson, and that's okay. That's a dangerous guy. But the fact that the offensive line is still going fallow. Now, again, the Bears haven't made pick number 166. You really want to tune in to the Score at 2 o'clock when Mully throws it to Olin Krutz to ask about those picks where no offensive linemen were taken and none have been taken yet because Ryan Poles has traded out of everything he had today.
Yeah, no question about it. It reminds me in a funny way of, and I did get a chuckle out of this, although Green Bay addressed wide receiver very quickly in the second round, when the Packers finished with their 2 first-round picks and no wide receiver after losing Davante Adams, I kept picturing Aaron Rodgers just fuming because that was historically what they have done is they have not drafted any wide receivers for Rodgers in the first round. He's always upset about it. And they did give him good second round receivers like Adams, and they drafted the kid from North Dakota State in the second round this year. But that made me chuckle. But I'm sure Olin will probably have some thoughts about the Bears' lack of offensive line picking thus far.
If Bayless Jones Jr. at 5'11", 204, and you already got Darnell Mooney at 5'10", 95 pounds, whatever he is, and you're dealing with, see, those were really good sizes with speed, with it when you were the greatest show on turf. That was the Rams. Right? But they had an offensive line.
Yeah.
They had a massive offensive line because Mike Martz was calling 7-step drops. The line that the Bears are dealing with is not like that. I mean, the game isn't like that anymore, but those are really good sizes for that. I don't know. I would think receiver would be a place you could unearth somebody. You could find somebody later, but I guess it depends on. And you really have to know the player. It's not there's not any whatever the hidden gem is, the way Darnell Mooney was. Darnell Mooney was a fifth rounder last year. Excellent. That's great. That could give you hope. Different GM making the pick. That's what Bayless Jones Jr. is. But he's a far more accomplished returner than a receiver as far as skills translating to the NFL at this point, since he's not really an accomplished route tree runner. But he's a combination running back, sort of poor man's Debo, maybe poor man's Cordero Patterson. We've seen what they can do. And your special team score a touchdown, that's one your offense doesn't have to force or try to get. So that option is a really good one. And we'll see how that plays out. We'll see what Ryan Poles does. At this point, he's still got pick number 166. We're getting closer to it. We're going to take a break when we come back, and we'll have an announcement about the rest of the show. We'll take you up to our special Score Bears NFL Draft Show. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. Thanks for listening to Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.